tell you something.
Blog Talk Radio.
Going to right now. Right now, while you're going through, I need you to realize one thing. You are being anointed. Matter of fact, I'm going to talk about that some more tonight. Listen, I'm going to talk about that some more tonight. Amen. I am anointed. Matter of fact, if you go to my Facebook, amen, we have a shirt. We have a hoodie. Amen. I know that they say hoodies are for criminals, but we got one now. And the hoodie says, I am anointed. You need to get that. You need to go to my Facebook and get you a hoodie and walk around. And instead of them saying you're a criminal, just say, I am anointed. That when you see it, you don't like it, just go ahead and purchase it. That's for our church. That's for our church. Amen. That's for our church. I got a hoodie, y'all. Bishop got a personalized hoodie that says, I'm anointed. And I put my cap on. Uh-oh, yeah. But I ain't coming to rob nobody. I'm coming to give to everybody. I got a hoodie that says I'm anointed. You need to go to my Facebook, Bishop Johnson. I think that's Bishop Johnson. Is it Bishop Johnson, y'all? Amen. Bishop Johnson or Bishop Hurricane Johnson on Facebook. Go there, amen, and get that hoodie. Get that hoodie. I didn't know I was going to come on radio talking about hoodies today, but that's what you call them, hoodies, right? A sweater. All right? So get that. Listen, tonight we'll be at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I got a word for you. Amen. Now, Wednesday night, amen, Wednesday night, I need you, amen, to turn your attention, amen, to the Apostolic, amen, Fellowship Christian Center, amen, with Bishop Russell and Andrea Bostic. We're going to be with them Wednesday night, amen, as we celebrate, amen, over 20 years, two decades of pastoral anniversary. So we're looking forward to being there, and I want all roads to lead there on 19th Street. 19th Street. You know who he is? Bishop Bostic has been around, amen, since he was a little boy. All right? He might be older than me. I'm not sure. But I tell you what, amen, we'll be with him on Wednesday night. So you get ready for that powerful, powerful, amen, service. And then on Thursday night, amen, we'll be celebrating with my father, 76 years old. They're at the Gospel Arena Church, 613 Northwest 3rd Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, that's going to be something because, amen, the Honorable Bishop, amen, C.E. Glover will be there on Thursday night in Mount Bethel. So it's going to be pandemonium in there. So you need to get there early to get a good seat. Amen. So it's just going to be, amen, a great time that you cannot afford to miss. God is going to be there. So he's going to make it awesome. Amen. So listen, I believe that God, amen, is in control and he knows exactly what he's doing. God is in control of everything that you're going through with right now, and he knows what he's doing. I had a Power Talk moment, and I talked about on Power Talk every day. If you look on my Facebook page, it'll give you information on how to reach me on Power Talk. Power Talk is when our conference line, and I do about a 5 to 10 minute talk energizing people on one word, praise. And I'm going to pause. We're going to take it to a sermon. Then I'm going to come back after the top of the hour and talk about this one word, praise, because I do this every day. 12 noon, I do another, amen, preaching assignment every day, 12 noon, talking about one word, and that's praise. I've been doing that for about 3 months now, talking about one word, that's praise. Can you preach praise every day for 3 months? Can you do it? Is it possible? Let me tell you something. I haven't just begun. I'm telling you right now. I preached faith a whole year. One word faith. That was just every Tuesday night. One word praise every day. Praising God from my lips. Praising God with my hands. Praising him with my eyes. Praising him with my feet. Listen, I haven't begun to cover some of the aspects of praise. But I tell you what. Today, I want to talk about, amen, not amen, praising God. Don't stop praising God. It sounds simple, right? Oh, when you hear what I got to say about that, it's going to blow your mind. David said, I can't stop praising. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why he said that. Listen, we're going to go to a sermon that I preach, and then we'll take that all the way to the top of the hour, and then I'm going to come back and talk about one word, and that is praise. All right? My name is Hurricane Johnson, and I'll be right back.
Minister Phyllis, they not talking to me. Oh, she writing? Can I go? He says this right here. You're going to have to put some weight on these relationships. And you're going to have to stop being so vulnerable they'll fall for the first thing that say, you know, your eyes look good, and you know, I was just having a bad day, and when you walked in the room, like sunshine just came in there, and all that. Look, I done heard that so many times before. You ought to stop letting people give you those weak lines, amen, to throw you off track. Look, you look beautiful. I know I do. I told myself that this morning. You ain't got to tell me that. Tell me something else I don't know. You know, I was thinking about you all day. So, I know I'm messing up. Play David, say, put some weight on it. God so loved the world. Jesus said, let me put some weight on it. Here it is. I got to hurry. Matthew 5 and 43. He said, you have heard. Matthew 5 and 43. Hallelujah. Pastor's going to get me, so I got to hurry up, y'all. Matthew 5 and 43 says, you have heard that it's been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, and he maketh his sun to rise on evil and good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. And then he says in the 48th verse, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. That first part was easy. What part? You know, love your neighbor. That's the easy part. And hate them that hate you. That's easy. But you got to put some weight on it. Love your neighbor. Good. I love everybody that I know. But don't see me that don't like me. The Bible and the Old Testament say don't like them. That's easy. But Jesus say, let's put some weight on it. What do you mean? He says nothing about your neighbor at first. He said, that's the easy part. He says, I want you to learn how to love your enemies. Now, when I was talking about relationship, y'all were jumping up saying amen. But when I throw the curve on you and say, hold up, forget the relationship. Let's love our enemies. You ain't saying nothing. Love your enemies. Love has very to do with how good you feel, because what God is asking us to do is love the very people that hate us. And then notice another thing. I got to find an exit. He says, love your enemy. No, he didn't say enemy, meaning one. He says enemies. That means you're going to have more than one. No, it's going to be some people that don't like you because they don't like you. It ain't that they don't like me because of my job position. Some people don't care about your job position. They don't like you because they don't like you. They don't like me because, you know, I keep my hair done. They wouldn't care whether you keep your hair done or nappy. They don't care whether you married or single. They don't care whether you got gold or broke. They just don't like you. If you ask them why, they don't know why. I just don't like you. And Jesus is saying, you're not going to get a reason for why people don't like you sometimes. But he said, you still must love your enemies.